Hello, I'm Jennifer Neville with this week's Middle East Report. Coming up, the Church of England debates its view on Israel. Israeli government has officially recognised the mass killing of 1.5 million Armenians as genocide. And the UK allocates over £235 million to protect Jewish communities in the midst of rising anti-Semitism. For the first time in over 50 years, a coalition government in Israel will be completing its full term, and the Church of England will be debating its view of Israel. With more on these stories, here is news correspondent Kent Allen.
This outgoing week, now concluding, is the final week of the current parliament in Israel as it goes into a mandatory three-month recess heading up to the national elections on October 27th. Normally in Israel, because no party has been large enough to rule single-handedly, all the governments since the creation of the modern state of Israel have been coalition governments. Such coalition governments are inherently unstable, as the coalition eventually breaks up over differences in policy. This current outgoing coalition government will be the first government in Israel to complete its full term in over 50 years. The war, which began with Gaza almost 3 years ago, and which spread throughout much of the region, is still ongoing. So the people of Israel will express a mandate about whether the national leadership should be changed in the midst of war. Right now, the public opinion polls continue to show that the parties in the current coalition and the opposition parties are still running neck to neck in who would be projected to win the upcoming national elections. In other news, it made the front page of Israel's main English-language newspaper that the Church of England General Synod has voted in favor to discuss a report which labels Israel as, quote, a colonial enterprise built on racism. The Archbishop of Canterbury said that, quote, we must be vigilant about the long and terrible history of Christian anti-Semitism, all the while heading up a church which will be taking up a controversial debate about Israel. The Archbishop of Canterbury expressed her thoughts in light of her recent pastoral visit to Israel last month in June. This is Kent Allen reporting from Jerusalem.
In other news, the Israeli government has officially recognized the mass killing of 1.5 million Armenians by the Ottoman Empire during the First World War as genocide. Israel had repeatedly rebuffed official recognition of the genocide, despite attempts in the Knesset to put the issue to a vote. Diplomatic concerns, particularly Israel's strategic relationships with Turkey, which denies the atrocities constituted genocide, were widely viewed as the reason. With more on this story, here is CBN's Julie Stahl.
That genocide has only recently received official recognition from Israel. Here's a conversation about it between CBN's Raj Nair and Israeli journalist Nicole Johnsez.
In a decision with serious ramifications, the state of Israel has finally recognized the Armenian genocide. Well, Jerusalem-based journalist Nicole Johnsezian joins us now with the breaking details. My friend, this is personal to you. Your husband's Armenian. In fact, I think we met for the first time in the Armenian quarter of Jerusalem. So what happened and why is this such a big deal?
For those of you who don't know, the Armenian genocide, there were 1.5 million Armenians killed at the hands of the Ottoman Turks. And this was a really systematic extermination. They were driven from their homes into the desert. Some were slaughtered along the way. People died of starvation, of thirst. Some made it through. And those refugees, many of them, the survivors, have come to places like Jerusalem and other places in the Middle East. So especially for the Armenians who are in Israel, which is a nation that was built on the ashes of the Holocaust, who experienced the genocide, everybody expected for Israel to recognize the first genocide of the 20th century, which was the Armenian genocide. So it has been years since the founding of the State of Israel that it has constantly been pushed off. But just this past week, they decided to bring it up for a vote and to officially recognize the Armenian Genocide.
This clearly happened. So why is Turkey so adamant to have other countries sort of deny it? And then, again, making this, I guess, now super awkward with Turkey, who's a big player in the Middle East. What does this do for Israeli-Turkish relations?
Israeli-Turkish relations were already going downhill fast. The president of Turkey, Erdogan, has been criticizing Israel for its war conduct in Gaza. Now, why Turkey still denies it, I don't know. They say that incidents happened, and it's just been a history and a tradition of denial.
What does this do for Israeli Armenians? What do they feel like this is actually accomplishing?
We were all pretty much shocked by the announcement. It came out of left field. There was no discussion of recognizing the Armenian Genocide. And I have written about this. I interviewed several Armenians and also Israelis who have been advocating for this for years. Like, there's many Israelis who have taken up the Armenian cause and have insisted that it's the moral obligation of their nation as a Holocaust surviving nation to recognize the genocide. Now, people have told me they're very torn between better late than never, or it's a little bit too late. But there's mixed emotions. It's like, at least it's been done, but it's a decision that could have been made years ago. We still don't know fully. Was it just simply Israel just woke up one day and said, we have a moral, a historical duty to do this? Or if there's something deeper, like with Turkey, that we don't know. In maybe 10 years from now, you're only going to see another country in the recognition column, and probably none of the skepticism. That probably won't survive the years, but hopefully the recognition does.
You know, this is a fascinating turn of events, Julie. And, you know, I do find it interesting that it did take Israel so long to recognize the importance of this genocide, given that when we think of genocide, we think of Jews in Israel.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a couple of things that were behind it. One was, you know, they don't want something to eclipse their memory of the Holocaust. But I think the other thing was that Israel, it has a very, very close and active relationship with Azerbaijan, which basically is in a war state with Armenia.
Yeah, and I was thinking, too, as I was hearing this interview by Raj, talking to Nicole, you know, of the old city, because, you know, what do you have? You have the Jewish quarter, yeah, or next to that, the Armenian quarter. I'm wondering, and I think it'd be an interesting look into, you know, if this changes, if people recognize that, A, this happened, and B, maybe if it bolsters relationships between the two.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, you know, it will make things better. I think, you know, the Armenian community is pretty well integrated, I think, in general. It's pretty small in Israel. You have it in the old city. I think there's one other place in Israel. So it's not a huge community anyway. But, yeah, there is a quarter. That's one-fourth of the old city where the Armenians are. So, you know, I think the bigger issue here is really about Turkey and the fact that Turkey is, like, you know, flipping out about it instead of saying, yeah, we did this and it happened, you know, 100 years ago, more than 100 years ago, and we're sorry or something.
Yeah, and, you know, I always keep a pulse on end times prophecy and, you know, and reading like many of our viewers do. And, you know, Ezekiel chapter 38, 39, you know, it talks of Battle of Gog and Magog, which, you know, many believe Russia, the Army of the North. But then, you know, during the war, I was like, who's missing here? Turkey, right? Well, you know, many scholars believe that Mesej, Tubal, Gomer, Togarma is modern-day Turkey. You know, if they enter this fray, if things escalate here, as we've been talking about from the beginning of the program,
right,
it's really, really going to be interesting watching it play by play as to what times that we're actually in.
That was CBN's David Brody. Lastly, the United Kingdom is planning to allocate more than £225 million over the next 3 years to strengthen security for the country's Jewish communities. The record investment comes as Britain has experienced a sustained increase in anti-Semitic attacks since the Hamas-led October 7, 2023 massacre in Israel, prompting calls for stronger protections for Jewish communities and institutions. The funding will pay for an additional 500 police officers and expanded patrols to protect synagogues, Jewish schools, and community centres across the UK. Around 60% of new officers will patrol Jewish-populated areas of London, home to approximately 54% of the Jewish population in England and Wales. An additional 80 officers will be deployed in Manchester, which has a significant Jewish community. Please pray for the Israeli government as it prepares for the three-month recess and the forthcoming elections, and for relationships with Israel and Turkey. This ends this edition of the Middle East Report. Please join me again next time for the latest news from Israel and the Middle East. For more details, go to onlinemiddleeastreport.com.